this is Ruben.
Hey, what's up, man? It's me.
Hey, so I just apologized to this guy just to keep him happy. It's a bit of a mess, this deal. He's very, very frustrated. I just said, hey, I apologize. I somewhat threw you under the bus a little just so he could have someone to blame. Like, look, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not Dennis, but this is what I need. I don't know what's up with your emails, dude. You might want to see what you're emailing these customers. You're asking him for a profit and loss for a partner. We never asked for that.
Yeah, you asked for not a profit and loss, but I didn't ask for a profit and loss.
You did. It's in your email to him. That's why he's frustrated, just so you know, is you're asking for like four, and it's also because you were out last week or the other week, but it's a lot of back and forth. So all we need on this is this. He's like, it's not a mortgage. Look, I told him we have an approval for 15, a submission for 15, aka Pawnee. Time payment that goes between 6 to 26. Anything above that, we need 2 years of tax returns, which is it, and bank statements, which we already have. I think he's just frustrated, so don't be afraid on these kind of deals to ask customers for exactly what you need, because they get more frustrated when they're asking for stuff in piecemeal, in my opinion.
I thought I asked for a personal financial
statement. You did ask for, but it's a personal financial statement, a questionnaire, and the tax returns. Do you have the questionnaire as well?
No, I mean, I never... had that to give to him. I just sent him out the personal financial statement.
All right, so it's a mess. So you need to call this guy. I would say, hey, look, sorry I was out last week. If you want more than 25 to 30,000, we need it in program. We need the questionnaire and these 2 years of tax returns for you and your partner. That's it. And you know what we can promise is we'll get an answer for him as quickly as possible. Do you have the startup questionnaire?
No, I don't. I don't have. I have the personal financial statement that Cardiff generated that I should already have from him.
But do you have the questionnaire?
Well, there's two pages, and
there's a questionnaire, a startup questionnaire. Do you have that?
I do not.
Okay. Please call him. Let's call him up and pass on. For the mix up. For startup restaurants. So we need.
Otherwise, we can submit it as it is for the amounts you mentioned, right?
If he gets approved. I just sent it to you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just call him. Yeah, and I can only promise, I apologize to him, said, hey, I'm not Sanders. I would just say this is what we need to go higher. And he said he's going to think about it, but I do a second voice and just say, because I thought you already had a questionnaire, say, hey, look, sorry, I'm going to hit you with something else. This is part of the package, but don't put this on me. I can't be blamed for this one because you weren't in the office, dude.
No, it's fine, man. I'll take all the blame. It's no big deal.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Later.